something was going
on. A lot of the artists that have been coming through, they're like, oh yeah, my wife's pregnant too. And I'm like, everybody was getting it in November, December.
I know.
It's a great month.
Not even COVID.
Great month. I was born in November.
Really?
Good choice. Yes.
So it has all the juju.
It has the great juju.
Yes.
I am a huge fan.
Yes.
And I've been a huge fan since the Band Perry days.
Thank you so much.
And If I Die Young Part 2 is genius. It's so good. It's so good.
I love it. Just how, I guess you could say, hearing the first song and then coming out with this, I guess you could say it's a remake, Part 2.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to do it that way?
A little sequel. Yeah. Well, the genesis of the idea came from a brunch last summer. Uh-huh. I was hanging out with one of my friends who, she's a publisher, so she knows songs. She has so many great ideas. And she was just asking me, like, how did you, what was your imagination on the day that you wrote the original? I was in my early 20s at home in East Tennessee, just like daydreaming about what my funeral would look like.
Yeah.
If I passed away young. And
kind of dark.
Kind of dark. But as I look back, like, I think it was really about having all these dreams that I hadn't seen come to fruition yet. I was just a dreamer at that point.
Yeah.
And after the last decade, so many wild and wonderful, wonderful and wild,
yeah,
both sides of that coin, has happened. I mean, country music has happened. I've gone through a divorce, mm-hmm, but I am married again to the love of my life. So many human experiences,
yeah,
between then and now. So really wanted to write Part 2 about the human experience.
The,
yeah,
life that you've lived.
Life gets sweeter as we live it.
Yes.
And all sides of those coins.
I,
you
love,
know,
it.
And the Bloom Project dropped today, correct?
It did. We've already birthed one thing this year.
Oh,
it went well. It's out. It's healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so exciting. I mean,
that
just to be able
exciting
to put out the most highly feminine music of my career.
Mm-hmm.
I've had such a wonderful history touring with my brothers, but I've really never gotten to think with a singular-minded sort of focus. So
right,
that's been fun to do. And yeah, Bloom is about really creating the space in life to be able to grow.
I love it. I,
yeah,
love it.
We're such big fans.
Likewise. Thank you.
Yes.
My aunt lives in Baton Rouge.
Yay!
And she heard Part 2 on the station, and she, like, texted me. So we have fam down there.
Yeah,
so
I love
excited.
That.
You need to come
that
visit.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, we're down there maybe 2 or 3 times a year anyway. So I'm like, we should.
You gotta let
together
us know.
A little thing.
Bring the baby.
Yeah.
We'll have like a little.
I don't know. They can be best friends.
Yes.
Are you
besties?
They're gonna be like birthday brothers.
Yes.
Close to it. I love it.
Yes, we love it. Okay, one more thing before you go. We're playing burning questions with all of our artists, and they are,
yeah,
a little.
Saucy.
Choose wisely.
Yeah.
If you don't want to answer, you won't hurt our feelings.
Can I plead the fifth? Is that an
yes,
option?
That, yes, absolutely.
Oh, what's, this is easy.
Okay, good.
What's something non-sexual that turns you on?
Okay.
I mean, this is a really cliche answer, but truthfully, chocolate. Like, but
yes,
dark chocolate.
Okay.
Dark chocolate.
I mean,
like
I'm
dark chocolate.
Like, yeah, I can live on that all night.
Yeah.
I love it.
Good answer.
Well,
good,
thank
answer
you so much. We love you.
Yes.
And
love you,
we're going to send you with a shot glass for when you have the baby.
For the future.
Yes.
For the future.
We'll
yes,
be looking
ma'am
for this from the hospital bed.
Right.
Yes. A little pump and dump, or you know.
There you go. There you go.
Love it. Well, congrats to you too.
Thank you.
So
congratulations.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks, y'all.
I'll be looking for pictures like on Instagram.
Yeah, for
stuff,
sure. Have you
so
seen all those where it's like they have